Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over an hour of debate on the Erie County Water Authority, and ultimately it was the minority caucus as well as Legislator Loughran who ended up coming out on top, if you will. What's your reaction to everything that's happened today not working in your favor?
It's what we expected. It wasn't. This is a non-binding resolution, so it was frustrating to have an hour of debate over something that wasn't binding and actually doesn't do anything. So these guys will raise their hands in the air as if they've accomplished something, obfuscate the truth, and we'll move forward as adults, and the few of us who are actually speaking on actual issues, and try and get something done. Legislator Loughran, I know he's identified as a Democrat, but he's essentially left the caucus after he was not chosen for a leadership position. So basically all of his votes are with the Republican caucus at this point, or a majority of them. So this is no surprise. We knew this was going to happen. But it's important to actually have the truth, you know, and instead of their sort of obvious political attack. So we literally did a timeline and a resolution of all the things that have actually happened in identifying the bad actors on both sides. We acknowledge the report, and anyone who is a bad actor should be out of there, but we should examine it thoroughly because it's in the best interest of ratepayers and our community. And they didn't want to do that. So anything that identified all of the wrongdoings of the Republicans who were in power throughout this whole time period, they voted against.
Do you expect Commissioner Shad to be at next Thursday's Energy Committee meeting?
Well, I demand that he be there.
Do you think he will, though?
I think so, yeah.
And if he doesn't, it's at that point that the chairman could subpoena him. I'm just trying to get...
I do not believe the chairman has the authority to subpoena him because it's a separate state agency. I think there have been efforts, and there have been efforts in the past to subpoena members of the Water Authority to no avail. But he should be here, or if he's not here and doesn't have a good reason why he's not here, I think we should take action at that point.
If he does not resign, does it just continue on, I guess, business as normal?
So the reality is that Mr. Shad and Mr. Carney, who are the commissioners now, have put in important reforms over the last month and a half. And before that, Mr. Shad was the only one who voted against the embarrassingly bad public policy and bad governmental, you know, everything, golden parachute of Earl Jan. He's the only one who said anything about it. So to point the finger at him now screams of politics.
Overall, can Erie County take care of the Water Authority, as in absorb it, oversee its operations?
That's what I've been saying for over a year now. We have to explore that because one of the issues that we face are the costs of the Water Authority. So they've run things so poorly over the last 4 years under Republican control that they have all these debts and contracts that they have out that they had no business spending money on. So county taxpayers would have to absorb all of the costs and debts of the Water Authority. And as you know, there's many municipalities that aren't served by the Water Authority. So the city of Buffalo, Tonawanda, Kenmore, many of the outlying areas who use well water. So we have to figure out a way where people who aren't using that service aren't paying for debts that aren't theirs.
Have you explored to any extent how much it would cost the county to take over?
So we've requested that information from the comptroller's office. We have not received it yet. I've made it clear that he needs to act urgently and educate the legislature on the financial responsibilities that would exist. He's acknowledged that he will, but he said around November we could expect a report. We need it much, much sooner than that.
Should he not resign willingly, and the same group goes ahead and push for a vote to remove him, do you expect this vote to go the same, that vote?
Possibly. I think we owe the public, the effort to explore not just Mr. Shad, but the whole institution. And there were a lot of bad actors there that are getting a pass. The ones who actually had the power to make all these decisions sort of scurried away when they knew the light was going to be shined on them. Mr. Shad was just the one who stood his ground. He should be held accountable if he did something wrong, though. But he shouldn't be the scapegoat of every crooked action that happened over there when he wasn't in power.
I know you raised some concerns that if they remove Shad, I mean, there'll be one person left at this point, right?
Right.
The other side is saying, you know, there are plans in place, emergency plans in place to take care of business if they don't have quorum. What is your reaction?
They don't know what they're talking about. He just plans. What plans? Shouldn't we actually have a discussion about what those plans are, what it looks like before you take those actions? So what if Jerry Shad took, you know, the recommendation of the six members to resign? They don't know what those plans are, he just said that. Like, he didn't produce any evidence. He didn't review that. He's just saying that. And I think it's the responsibility of this legislature to make sure if there are plans in place, we actually know what they are. We know what happens. We know what the consequences of our actions are. But they don't care. If anything, today's argument, it made it very clear that they care about political vendettas against people who fired their political friends. So when the Democrats took power, they fired their, you know, the Republican friend, Earl Jan, you know, the guy who donates all that money to them. They got rid of Michael Caputo, who's a very well-known political operative. They got rid of him. And this is the result.
I was told by somebody that a lot of the issues are just with the top of the Erie County Water Authority. But are there issues at the operational level, the day-to-day functions?
You know, the workers are great. I mean, those are the guys. They are, like, they're digging holes, fixing pipes in the middle of freezing, you know, freezing weather, in the middle of the hottest days of summer. Those people are great. The service is actually pretty good. It is this hierarchy of, like, political, you know, opportunists that take advantage of what could be a really good system. Unfortunately, right now, it's mired in ugly politics.
So if you take away the politics of what's at the top, I mean, does it improve the already good
work?
Yeah,
like Legislator Mill suggested privatizing it, which would be a terrible mistake, because the city of Buffalo privatized their water. The service is terrible. The rates are higher than those at the Water Authority. So, no, there's a good system in place. The workers work hard. They do a good job. They need better leadership. They need a better structure of leadership.
The county executive also tweeted out today that he's going to have a press conference tomorrow, rolling out some reforms that he would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know those things? Have you spoken to you about what those might be?
No, we spoke briefly about what my suggestions would be. And like I said, I've been delving in this issue for the better part of a year. And have examined what the Water Authorities Foundation documents were in public authorities law. So my suggestions and input were asked, but his overall package, I'm not sure of. I'm sure there will be a process, though, where it's going to take a home rule request from county government, probably to the state, but the state, they are out of session. So whatever happens, we have time to do the appropriate actions, because the state doesn't go back into session until January of 2019.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.